Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, that's Dinosaur from Hank Williams Jr., the music to Brad Barber today. Joined now by James Chung, an economist who was in town yesterday to give Wichita a little bit of a wake-up call. Mr. Chung, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Nice to be on the show today.
Well, we appreciate it. I know you grew up here in Wichita. Your father was a professor at Wichita State. How many years did you spend here in town?
I lived in Wichita from kindergarten through 12th grade, and then I came back after college for a couple of years.
Okay, so you're very familiar with the community. Tell us a little bit about the background of this study that you conducted, how long it went, what were the variables you looked at, and some of the conclusions you made.
Okay, so the Wichita Community Foundation, a couple of years back, decided that they wanted to try to figure out how can they better understand the situation that Wichita is in, the challenges that it has, and what it could do better for the community. So they wanted to do a community indicators project, trying to get measures on where we were. In discussions with them, we decided to take that a lot further because there's a lot that my firm, Reach Advisors, does in digging much deeper into trying to isolate what are the underlying drivers that are shaping what's happening in the marketplace, and how can you start to think about, get a better understanding of how things are shaping up for the future so you can make better strategy and planning decisions. And so that's what they wanted to run with, is basically start a program to really assess the reality of the Wichita landscape, why it is performing the way it is, why it does what it does, where the gaps are, what can be done better. We had no idea what any of us were walking into when we started this project, because what we quickly realized was that Wichita is, I know Wichita to be an amazing, wonderful city. I'm a beneficiary of a really generous, open, kind Wichita that advanced me. What I didn't fully realize until after we started digging into this is now I know why. I have a better understanding of that, and that is when I grew up in Wichita, Wichita was a much more economically high-performing, productive city. Back when I was growing up, wages were above the national average. Education levels were above national average. Economic productivity of the workforce was above national average. It was a city that was really humming, and I suppose that's part of why the city was so open and generous to me and my family. But when we look at the data compared to today, Wichita is now below average on almost every possible economic measure. Part of the challenge is, when we started this about 3 years ago, Wichita was below average. The challenge is it's not recovering. As a matter of fact, it's slipping further, in part because in Wichita, all measures are basically staying relatively stable or flat. And for that reason, a lot of people think it's okay. But the rest of the nation is growing significantly, which is why we keep falling into lower and lower place and behind other cities, and why the gap continues to grow compared to other cities. That was sort of a wake-up call for us, because it explains a lot of the challenges that are happening in Wichita. We thought it was important to lay it out there that Wichita is just not a high-performing city anymore like it was when I grew up. And that's probably why it was a much more, it was an amazing, it was a wonderful city to grow up in. I'd like to see that Wichita be there for the children who are growing up now.
So what changed? What did people leave that were, you know, filling some of those important spots that brought money in and helped the economy? What changed? You talked about Wichita saying no to a lot of opportunities. What specifically could have shifted the balance in a different direction?
Okay, so when we laid out the presentation at the event that the Wichita Community Foundation held yesterday, we were able to isolate a handful of root causes, or just, you know, fundamental factors that were driving the issues here. And so there were a couple that were pretty key. One is that Wichita has an abnormally constrained smaller labor force than cities our size should have. What's happening in Wichita is that basically, even though jobs are growing, even though the economy is growing, even though the unemployment rate is dropping, it's not happening because more people are getting jobs in Wichita. It's actually, even though there are jobs open, there's still more people who are voting with their feet to leave Wichita than voting with their feet to come in. It's a really weird phenomenon that we're not seeing in any other healthy city, that basically the labor force is shrinking in Wichita. And it's not because there aren't jobs. There are a lot of good jobs that are open. But what we're seeing is that Wichita is losing the kind of talent that it wants. It's losing well-trained workers who've gone through and gotten their associate's degrees. It's losing college-educated workers at a faster rate than any other city, particularly among college-educated women. Wichita is leaking that talent pretty aggressively. And then minorities with associate's degrees or bachelor's degrees. We just leak talent at a faster rate than other cities. A second root cause is various, you know, attitudinal issues, challenges, perception challenges. Now, I should add, there's some things that Wichita's improved on. 2 years ago, we were polling Wichita about, like, you know, would they want to leave if they could, or would they want to stay? You know, are they optimistic in the city? 2 years ago, the mood was really negative, and we were seeing that Wichita was polling at much lower levels than any of our Midwestern comparable cities. Now it's different. We're now polling at the same levels as other comparable Midwestern cities, so there have been some improvements. But there was one attitudinal thing that we saw really stand out in Wichita, and that is that there is a very high negative sentiment about our universities in Wichita and about higher education, and which is a shame because the stuff that's happened, the innovation happening in Wichita State, and now WSU Tech and Friends and Newman, each of them are doing remarkable things at retooling for where the economy is heading and giving students amazing legs up in the workforce and advancing careers and salaries. But for some reason, there's this bashing of that in Wichita, which probably contributes to why we're one of the fastest cities in leaking college talent, not attracting it, leaking it. So that's another root cause. And another root cause behind that is that basically, by every measure, Wichita chronically underinvests in itself, whether it's governmental or public, or whether it's private sector through venture investment or real estate development or business expansion or philanthropic. Wichita has chronically underinvested in itself compared to other cities of our own size. So those are sort of the three root causes that basically spun Wichita into the cycle where we can't grow when the rest of the economy is for all the cities around us.
James Chung with us, Harvard-trained economic analyst, was in town yesterday where he grew up to assess Wichita's economy. Give us a bright spot. And I also am curious to know the reaction of the crowd that you spoke to. Were they prepared to hear all of this, or were they kind of in a little bit of a state of shock?
Good question. The reaction was, I know that people have learned that we're not always, you know, we'll lay out the facts and the data on the table, good, the bad, and the ugly. I think people have learned that from us. This is not this is completely apolitical, nonpartisan. There's nothing political about what we're doing. We're just trying to lay out facts and reality. And people have realized that it's not always positive. And our presentations haven't always been positive, but this time I think there were a lot of people really surprised because there was the expectation that Wichita was doing better. And, you know, there are some good things happening. There are some good improvements, but nowhere near the same pace as what's happening elsewhere, which is why we're slipping. And the depth of our challenge was such where there were gasps, there was deep concern. All the flurry of emails and messages I'm getting today show that, yeah, people were still surprised at where we are. But hopefully, and I think this is one of the bright spots, is we're seeing a lot of people that are saying, it's like I close by saying it's now time. You know, it's now to make that decision to make sure we don't lock into another negative decade coming up. And I think people were saying that, it is now time. We got to reverse this. So, I heard a story where someone, before they walked out, went up to someone and said, that was interesting. It went up to someone who actually runs one of the organizations, which I said, it was interesting what came up about what you're doing. Could you guys use $100,000 to help accelerate what you're doing? That's the kind of stuff we want to happen. There is wealth and generosity in the city that we're just trying to untap, unleash, and get more people pulling in the same direction on the same rope. And if so, Wichita moves forward versus if everyone's pulling on different ropes or not enough people are pulling in the different ropes, different directions, and that explains why we're stuck exactly where we are. But we saw a lot of things, whether it was someone offering to write a $100,000 check on the spot, or all the people saying, hey, there are things that they're doing that can make a difference here, and they're going to go do it. That's when Wichita wins. I mean, Wichita can build stuff. Wichita can rise to the occasion. And we're seeing signs that some people are saying, enough is enough. We're not going to take the stagnant situation we're in. We're going to go. And if Wichita does that, Wichita goes, and it moves forward. So even though what I laid out was not positive, what I'm hearing afterwards, I'm actually feeling really good about. I'm really feeling great about the discussions that have been happening afterwards. And, if people just, close up their shells and start attacking stuff, we're locking ourselves into another negative decade. But if more people walk up and saying, hey, we're going to do something about this, and we're not going to wait around for someone to tell us what to do, we're just going to start doing stuff that will attack these issues, Wichita will move forward. That's what I'm optimistic about.
Does your analysis of the situation here continue now, or are you finished for the...
Well, this is our third presentation, so this may be the final public presentation of this kind that we do, but I'm not leaving Wichita behind. I mean, there's a reason why I came back for this. There's a reason why I'm going to stick around with any organizations that need, want a sounding board, or where I can provide, help connect them with entities or people, or just behind the scenes, try to help support others move forward with this. I've really enjoyed the people that I've either reconnected with that I knew from the past or have met through this process. They're great people who are doing amazing things, and I'm going to be there for them. We're going to make this happen.
All right. Well, thank you for jumping on our radio show today. I appreciate it. I wanted to get a chance to talk with you and let our listeners hear your voice, and we appreciate it, and best of luck in your future.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. That's all right. James Chung, an economic analyst who had some harsh words for Wichita yesterday, but
not
they come from
harsh.
Love.
They're harsh. They're blunt. Not harsh. Harsh.
Let's take a break. When we come back, top 10 Oklahoma athletes.
I thought I was going to play a face-off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.